Welcome to LinkedIn Heroes. Today, we've got an exciting guest who's joining us. A hero that's making an impact is Travis Bell. Travis is the bucket list guy. He's the number one bucket list expert worldwide. I want to get straight into some of the content. Can you tell us a little bit about your story, about how you got started and how you became the bucket list guy and why?
Well, actually, someone else called me the bucket list guy after a very ordinary presentation that I put on. My history was I was the founder and franchisor of a chain of personal training studios. I did that for 20 years. One of the first to franchise personal training in Australia. And we grew that into quite a big business. Grew it into a bit of a monster, to be honest. And I didn't like what I'd created. Went through a bout of depression. There was some legal blues and stuff like that going on that first business. And as a result, I went through a pretty sad patch. I found myself in seminars, NLP courses, hugging it out and high five with the best of them. As a result, someone said to me, "Look, Trav, with all your business history and why don't you talk about this stuff? Why don't you talk about personal development?" And up until that stage, I hadn't really thought about it. And long story short, I ended up doing it. And at the end of it, and it was a really ordinary, like crappy seminar, to be honest. And it's like 40 people in the room. I nearly had to pay them to be in there. And I packaged in all my business stuff that I've learned over the years and a bit of, motivation theory and a bit of NLP and this sort of thing. Excuse me, for some reason I've just started.
No worries. It's all the sunshine we're having in Victoria.
Yes, it is. It's a very rare thing and I must have got hay fever. But I started talking about it, and about halfway through, I started talking about my list to do before I die. I've always had a list to do before I die, literally written down since I was 18. Mm. And this is about 7 years ago, I think now. And as a result, I started talking about it, and I said, "All right," to the 40 odd people that were in the room, "who else has got one of these lists to do before you die?" You know, and it was like, "Nah." So what the hell why are you growing your businesses? What's your reason why? Why do you get up out of bed in the morning? And it became pretty obvious that a lot of people are just existing and not living. And they are just, I say business is about, a business is a vehicle where it should produce the time flow and the cash flow for you to do the things that you really want to do in your life.
Yes.
It's just purely a vehicle. Double bonus if you love what you do.
Yep.
And it's hitting your values and you're serving a tribe of people, a community, then sweet. I think that's the holy grail, to be honest. And so, someone at the end of it inspired people. Someone at the end of it called me the bucket list guy.
Awesome.
How's all this list to do before you die stuff? It's like a bucket list. You're like the bucket list guy. And the light just went on.
Yeah.
And I was always looking, I was kind of looking for my, I guess, niche. And then I went home and registered the bucketlistguy.com.
Yep.
I was like, who's like the king of bucket lists in the world? Who's the authority? Oh, look, no one. So I called myself the world's number one bucket list expert and stuck since then.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that's awesome about what you're doing is like, I remember writing these lists. I've probably written them a few times, but I don't ever know what happened to them. You know, I probably find them in my storage, come across them and go, shit, I forgot about that thing. Whereas if you go to, a seminar, you meet other people doing the same thing, it almost holds you accountable, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, and as mate, in business, we've got to use some form or another. And, I now mentor skills. I've been doing that for about 4 years. And there's a lot of us out there. And I say to them, pick a highway, then pick a lane. Unfortunately, I still get billed as a motivational speaker, which I absolutely hate.
But, that's what Tony Robbins says as well.
yeah. But it's, you don't, you don't motivate people. You've got to inspire them. External motivation is dead. You've got to internally inspire people. Mm. And so, but it's something that I can talk about. It's the filter that I put my whole life's views through, this bucket list philosophy. Mm. And I can talk about it all day, every day. Don't get me started. And now, long story short, 7 years later, we've now got even bucket list, you know, coaches popping up all around the world. I've licensed out some my intellectual property. We've got bucket list coaches from Austria to Mexico.
Wow.
We've got, I've done the TED talk. I'm one of the highest paid.
That's awesome.
Keynote speakers in Australia, which is really cool. Run awesome. Events, done all sorts of adventures, and I still get to live my truth and live my bucket list, yeah. Which is really cool.
Okay, well, since that day when you sort of registered the domain name and the journey began, what is one of these challenges that may have encountered along the way that stood out that you had to overcome? Can you share with us one of those stories? I'm sure there's a few, but...
Oh, yes, about a few hundred. The hardest thing, mate, and we live in we all suffer from infobesity these days. There's so much information. And the hardest thing, now I've always worked for myself. Straight out of uni, I started my first business, personal training, and then here we are. My hardest thing, honestly, dude, is been just keeping the blinkers on.
Yeah.
Being a serial entrepreneur, as I'm sure you can appreciate, is just keeping the blinkers on. I'm the bucket list guy and just sticking to that and pick a... Go an inch wide, a mile deep, a mentor yes. once said to me, yes. not an inch, an inch deep and a mile wide.
Yes.
So that's the hardest thing. And thank God I've stuck to that philosophy because, now I'm, regarded as what they call a thought leader in this space. And, and so I've gone, and it's the filter I run everything through. And I couldn't give that advice to or your watchers, listeners, followers as well, mate, because it's yes. the hardest thing, I think, to do in this day and age when you're getting bombarded. So
yeah.
switching off, putting and the blinkers on.
Yeah, I can relate to that because doing the LinkedIn marketing, I can do SEO just as well. I can do web development just as well. But people need me in the LinkedIn area. There are other web designers. There are other SEO guys. So I totally resonate with what you're saying. So anyone watching, Trav's, hit the nail on the head. When you pick a niche, your results really do happen a lot faster.
The hardest thing about that is even when you're going through, it hasn't all been roses too. Like I honestly came, all right, I'm the bucket list guy. Who cares? Mm. Who the hell is going to pay me to write a freaking list? That was my belief pattern that I was running. And, just yesterday I had to fix up my visas to go to do a talk in Vietnam. I'm negotiating a deal in Bolivia to sell the rights to Bolivia.
Wow.
Bucket list coaches in Bolivia. And I'm on the last two or three speakers for a big event over in Malta near Italy to speak over and motivate a crew over there.
That's awesome.
And I just had this little punch the air kind of moment. It's like, be careful what you wish for.
Bring to the most important question of the day. And that is, if you could be a superhero, who would you be?
I talk about this actually with all the speakers I mentor is you've got to create an online superhero for yourself. And without being too much of a wanker, you really have to. You've got to fly into rooms. You've got to fly into your events or into people's lives, wherever they are. And speaking is essentially coaching one to many. Mm-hmm. And fix someone's problem, or be the solution, be the superhero to help someone with a problem.
And if anybody wants to reach out to Trav, I'm guessing that LinkedIn's the best way to do that.
LinkedIn is, I'm on it all the time. No,
Facebook.
That's where we've got to. You've got to help me. You've got to help me, coach. And I love you. I love your. No, it's good. No, they can definitely reach me on LinkedIn.
Cool.
And bucketlistguy.com. That's pretty much me.